simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Prince of the power of the air, a world ruler. When we talk about world, we're talking about aeon, cosmos, the system. The earth is the Lord's. Amen. And everything in it is his. But there's a system set up in the spirit realm that the enemy rules. And he's the prince of the power of the pneuma, the air that people breathe, sinful people breathe. That's why we are in this world, but we are not of it. We have been delivered from the power of darkness, and we are translated into God's kingdom. And so here we are with our feet on the ground, but yet we are not bound to this world. We are not of this world. We are not subjected to the laws, the spiritual laws of sin and death. So we read here how Peter is saying that judgment begins at the house of God, and it does. And that judgment is not God condemning us. It's not our sin. Understand this. Our sin has been judged. If it weren't, we'd be under the wrath of God. See, this is why it seems like people in the world get away with stuff. You know, you ever know people in the world just doing, seem like mercy just follow them, as bad as they are? Well, their judgment follows them. One day they'll be judged for all of that. See, our judgment is now. That's why you can't get away with a whole lot of stuff. God ain't gonna let you. He judges this stuff now. And so what happens is we are being judged for reward. Our sin was judged already. Father, I pray that you'll move on somebody's mind and release them from the bondage of condemnation and fear and legalities and self-righteousness in Jesus' name. Our mind has to be delivered. We are not those that are sin conscious. When I say sin conscious, all you think about, see, the more you think about these things, the more of it you'll have. If all you think about is the problem, you're going to have more of the problem. We're not ignorant of things. We are not blind. We are not putting our head in the sand. We know about things, but we are not sin conscious. We need to be God conscious, Christ conscious. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Finally, my brethren, think on these things. Yeah, we got some issues we need to resolve, but my brethren, think on these things. We're not ignorant of stuff, but Lord, think on these things. James talked about count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith employs, worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work. In Romans, it tells us to be patient in tribulation. Patient in tribulation. You know how it is. You know you've had things just going smooth for a long time. Then trouble starts. You want to get out of that trouble as quick as possible. You're anxious to try to. But the Lord said patience in tribulation. Not being anxious and fearful, fretful. Why? Because there is where you do one of two things. You err in your heart, or you learn his ways. And if ultimately that's what the thermosphere is for, you've come through all this stuff. Now God is going to train you on a higher level. See, Israel knew of God's acts. Israel, all of Israel knew what God could do, but Moses knew his ways. There's a lot of church folk that know, they'll tell you the heartbeat what God can do. They don't know his ways. Amen. You can tell by talking to them. They don't know his ways. They love God. I'm not taking that from them. They're saved. They're going to go to heaven, but they don't know the ways. That's why it says the older are to teach the younger. The younger are strong, but the older should know the way. That's the way it should be. I know the sitcoms on television don't show that. They show the young ones knowing the way, and the olders are just dummies. But see, life itself teaches you. Whether you ever read a book or not, you live long enough, you know some things. You should be able to tell somebody something. I did that. Don't do that. I did that. Do that. Amen. So, Job talked about how he went forward. He wasn't there. He went backwards. This was his thermosphere. It seemed as though God had left him. He was under ridicule, under the microscope, his best friends were falsely accusing him. Everything seemed to be going wrong. Had lost everything. Body was sick. Seemed as though the devil had triumphed. But God wasn't finished. Okay, so understand that. That was Job chapter 23, 8 through 17. 8 through 17. And then I think we looked at Psalm 119. Let's look at that. Psalm 119, verse 65 through 72. Psalm 119, 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Let me pause there a moment. Remember we talked about Joseph, and in Psalm 105. Give me Psalm 105, verse 19. Psalm 105. This is concerning Joseph. It says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Tested him. Proved him. At age 17, he'd received a dream, a word from God. But until that word was fulfilled, the word proved him. Tested him. Burned up the dross, matured him, gave him stature. It was the word of God. Kept him. And so God gives us a word, but that word will prove us. That word will test us until the fulfillment of that word. In other words, it's bringing you into a stature until you become that word. Joseph became that word. And the last thing that God dealt with concerning Joseph was himself. His internal self. Let me get it a moment. This is just a sidebar. In the thermosphere, where the burning, where the temperature rises, you know what I'm saying? It gets hot in the kitchen. Where the temperature rises, the last area of government God had to bring under his reign in Joseph's life was the area of his ambitions, his ego, and his self-centeredness. Let me say it again. The last area of government that God, through the time that the word tried Joseph, his integrity as far as sexuality was intact. Wouldn't yield to Potiphar's wife. In the prison, intact. Wouldn't let any prisoners out. He was honest. Working for Potiphar, wouldn't take a penny to his name. Integrity all across the board. But the last thing God had to deal with Joseph was he had to rein in Joseph's ambitions. He told the butcher and the baker, or the butler, I believe it was in the baker, please, when you leave here, tell Pharaoh. In other words, he was trying to justify himself. His own ambition, his own ego. No, I'm not guilty. He was trying to defend himself, his self-righteousness. God allowed him to remain 2 more years. That was the last area that the thermosphere had to burn out the dross. And see, because we're grown and because we have experience in that, it can be a tall task. Especially when we know a lot. And we have a lot. And we've been a lot of places. That's why you allow in every sphere, in every station of life, let God deal with you. Amen. Don't let dross remain there. Let God break you down. Lord, if you want to take it all, take it all. Amen. Lord, I'm not holding, I'm not hiding anything. Let me be transparent with you. Lord, take it all, whatever you want. If it ain't you, Lord, I don't want it. See, sometimes we get attached to things that ain't God, but we want it so much. We get it, and then we want God to bless it. I know, Lord, you didn't, you know, but Lord, I pray you bless it anyway. And now you're stuck with an Ishmael. That's troubling you. That's giving the devil place to come all the time. And you're wondering, why, Lord, why? Your fault. They do always, this is Israel, they do always error in their heart. Where? In time of provocation. Whenever it looked like they weren't going to have food. Whenever it looked like they weren't going to get water. Playing the blame game. Mad at God. Why you bring us out here anyway? When all that was for was to prove them. Two of them never complained. Joshua and Caleb never complained. They understood they were of a different spirit, on a different frequency. That's why they made it out. That's why they received their inheritance. While all the other nations, all those mighty men, none of them. That's why we know the majority's not usually right. Does that make sense to you? Observe these things. That's why we have the gift of repentance. That means to have a change of mind. To be willing to admit that you're wrong, that you've fallen short. Not just try to brush it under the rug. Because nobody knows. No, it's not about people. It's about you and the Lord. That relationship. And whether you error in your heart. Because when you error in your heart, you block knowing his way. You won't know the way. But when you yield in that time of provocation, you yield to God. I guarantee you that revelation, rhema, will come to you. God will show you the way. There will always be a provision.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Thank you.